Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Jay Vincent, for folks who don't know, was the 6'7 forward. He played basketball here locally at Lansing Eastern High School, went to Michigan State and played under Judd Heathcote, where he teamed with Magic Johnson and Greg Kelser to win the 1979 NCAA men's basketball tournament. He won the Big Ten scoring championship in his junior and senior years after Magic left. He was drafted by the Dallas Mavericks in the second round in the 1981 NBA draft, 24th pick overall. He had a pretty productive nine-year NBA career, played overseas for many years, and had been thought to be a businessman. You could see him here locally, seemed to be doing a lot of philanthropy work. But this story was in Friday's paper. It's titled, Ex-MSU Star Jay Vincent Indicted in Job Scam. Applicants paid fees, but none were hired. And I know, Kevin, you didn't break the story. I saw your story all over the internet, but you had a lot of information that other folks didn't have. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what you learned?
That's correct. We actually reported back in May that three employees of this company pleaded guilty to wire or mail fraud charges or wire fraud charges, and they said that this company was a scam. And we didn't connect the company to Jay Vincent until Jay Vincent was actually indicted last week in federal court along with another man.
So you kind of had an inkling of what went on. Talk about exactly what the scams were, and I think there was two principal ones.
Yeah, the essential one, and it you would apply for a job to be a to inspect foreclosed homes, and apparently didn't have to be licensed. And when you applied, they wanted you to pay $89 for a background check. And apparently, the 20,000 people applied for this job, and they all paid for this background check. And apparently, very few or none were ever hired. There's also a situation after you were supposedly hired. They wanted you to pay $149 for liability insurance, and apparently those insurance policies were fake, and no one was hired anyway, so people were paying for an insurance policy for a job that didn't exist.
How did Jay Vincent find 20,000 people to become involved with this?
It would have to be the magic of the internet. We tracked down at least three different websites under similar names that advertised this inspecting of foreclosed homes. And on a couple of them, he definitely had his picture and talked about how he was an ex-NBA star, maybe to give it some credence, and people believed it.
Well, apparently $2 million was raised from these 20,000 unsuspecting people, and that's a lot of money.
That's correct. In these tough economic times, people are, looking for jobs, and they're going to, believe you if you offer them something that at least seems somewhat legitimate.
Well, it seems like if Mr. Vincent and whoever he was working with would have conducted the background checks and maybe tried to maybe have the focus of the business to try and find folks job, it would have been a lot more legitimate than what he was trying to do. From what you know, was this scam planned?
It would almost have to be, because the employees who worked there would have had to know. In fact, the phone operators who were supposedly taking information for the background checks never asked for a social security number, never asked for a date of birth. So even if they had wanted to do a background check, they couldn't have done it because they didn't have the correct information.
So have you had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Vincent?
No, I only spoke to his attorney, Lansing attorney Charles Ford. Mr. Vincent, we couldn't even his most recent address was a home in Hazlitt. That had been foreclosed on.
Okay.
And was vacant, apparently. So
is he still living in the Lansing area?
Yeah, that's what Charles Ford said. He was still living in the Lansing area.
Okay, so tell us about the indictment and what happens next.
Well, basically, he and another man, Anthony Porte, are indicted facing several charges, and they'll be arraigned in federal court. The federal court process could drag on for a while. It's not clear how long it'll take, but he faces several years in prison, and he actually he's charged with falsifying his tax returns in 2008. claiming tens of thousands of business income of dollars of business income, and when in reality he had earned $300,000.
Well, this is just stunning. As someone who didn't live in the area when he was at Eastern and at Michigan State, but I was in the Detroit area, this is a guy that you felt like you almost knew because he was in the media so much. And then he had a really good pro career, and I saw him a lot. I saw him at a charity event. This is just stunning to see this. Any feedback from the MSU community?
You know, not much. It's a long time ago, and even a few people around the newsroom here, remembered him. But those who did felt the same way that you did. He's well known for doing charity work and for being a strong member of the community. So this is quite shocking. Yeah.
And so, as you had mentioned many months ago, three others had pleaded guilty. So I guess you could almost see this coming down the pipe. If they got the small players, they're going to try to find out who the big boys were.
Exactly, and it seemed to be only a matter of time.
Has a court date been set yet?
No, there's no further court date set. There's going to be an arraignment at some point in federal court, but no trial date has been set at this point.
Have you learned anything new since the story came out?
Only that his business was raided last year, so clearly they were on to him as long as a year ago, and maybe even longer.
All right, Kevin. Well, I'm sure this is a story that you will follow. It's a very, very sad situation, and we'll keep reading your stories. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Tony.